I, by the way, just so that we can use a pasuk to describe that, we say it's the neni besuko beyomra. He shall hide us in a sukkah on the yomra, which is, you know, actually going on in Yana the Yoma, because the anything that's mutzpan is safe. And you're right, it's something we should spend time on. I just wanted to shtel to the pasuk, one sentence in Yana the Yoma, kind of, it's been able to grow. I wanted to add it. Okay, so let's start the next piece. It says in Sefer Yuma Perikot Tziulo, Tanra Banan, Shiva Banim Hoyla Le Kimchis, Bikulon Shim Shibikuna Gdaila. Kimchis had seven children, and all of them were Zeicha Tikuna Gdaila. Omer Lo Chachamim Ma Sisha Zechis Lekach, why were you fortunate to be Zeicha to that? Omer Lehem, she said, Mi Yomai Le Ro Koriz Beisi Kali Sa'ari. My house, the walls of my house never saw my hair. In other words, she was very sore here on covering her hair. Amrullah, Harbin Asha Sakain, Bloha Ilu. You're right, but I don't, you know, it's not something, it doesn't seem to be the be at all of it. Fine. Udvarim Elu Tavin Menadvarim Shamanu. So he's just looking for the main point. Kiat Sneus Bifrat. Maybe Zera Pnimi Nista Kadosh, Shumishamish Lefnai Lefnim Bikuna Gdola, Bimokom Shein Roy La Achalios Nichas Lefnai Lefnim, Lemokom Kadosh. So the Moral says that it is especially appropriate that somebody who is coming in to a Mokom, a Kadosh, if somebody is coming Lefnai Lefnim, should be of a yichus of things that are lifnai lifnim, that are pnimis tznius, the royals that befrat at tznius, she yiska zera kadosh k'moizeh, k'moshaman av havet zeh. So he just explains that it is something which is it's something which is royu, the schus of lifnai lifnim is royu for that. I want to explain a little bit, dwell a little bit on this point, because it's very interesting. It has a lot to do with the avoda. First of all, I want to point out that it is called the avoda of Yom Kippur. The makom of the Kodesh Kodashim is called the Fnai Lefnim. The way it's called, in other words, it doesn't have a designation as such, but it actually is called the place that is within, like we saw before, last time we met, we saw the Gedda Lefnim Gedda type of Inyan. That's what it seems to be similar to. The sort of Mokum is called Fayafim. I want to read a little bit of Medrash on that. Besides which, the Avodah of Yom Kippur, it says, "Bechol Odom lo yeh ba'ol moed bevo lechapa bekodesh." That nobody is allowed to be in the ol moed when it's bevo lechapa bekodesh. It's very interesting. Again, Avodah of Yom Kippur had to be behesta gomer. Chazal, the Medrash says, not only v'chol Adam, but even Adam, even those who are doimet b'nei Adam, which is Malachim, they also can't be there. Which is a kind of very interesting that there's it has to be totally unbeholden from any eye and so on and so forth. No one can see it. So the avoda of kippah, and Chazal also dash in halacha, that two other in yonim require people not to be there. One is the avoda of keteris, when the Kohen Gadol brought keteris, when the Kohen didn't have keteris, any time, everybody had to be out of the Heichol and out between the from the Mizbech onward they couldn't be. And any time there was a Chatos of Panimius could also not be. So the inyan of the Avodah itself on Yom Kippur being something which is it had to be behesta, and Lamashal Keturah is called Maisa B'chashai. It's something which is a type of a hidden avoider, a quiet avoider, that requires to be quiet, and also things that are bifnim, like a chatos apnim, is also quiet. In other words, there's a whole series of avodos that are shayach to bifnim. I want to look at a chazal in the beginning. It says it's a chazal, it's a medrash rabba in Parashas Truma. So it says about Moshe Rabbeinu. B'shal shama HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe aseh l'mishkan. When Moshe told HaKadosh Baruch Hu make me mishkan, hishol matzmiya v'oymer kvoidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu mola yoynim v'tachtoynim v'oymer aseh l'mishkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Molei Kol HaOlam, and he's telling me to make a mishkan. V'oymer mispakel v'roa sheshlom ha'omer v'samikdash shugolim na mishkan. He saw Shlomo HaMelech build a Beis HaMikdash that's even bigger than a Mishkan. V'amar v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he told, and part of the tefillah of Shlomo is, Ki ha'umnam yeshev elokim al ha'aretz. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwell on the earth. Amar Moshe, Uma Beis HaMikdash sheyeseh v'yeseh min ha'mishkan, Shlomo oimekein. Mishkan lachas kam v'kama. The Beis HaMikdash, which is bigger than the Mishkan, Shlomo says, that it can't possibly hold it. Certainly the Mishkan. In other words, he built something which was so much bigger, and he said that Kashmir can't possibly be there. So how is it possible that he should come here? Lekach ama Moshe Yishev b'seis elyon. So Moshe Rabbeinu said Yishev b'seis elyon. Kind of not so clear from the context what that means. In other words, he said HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits behesta. Amir Reb Simon Yosef is Seisa who Elyon HaKol B'Yosef. The one that sits behesta is Elyon HaKol. Mar B'Tel Shakai says that, and then it says Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Loi K'Shem Shat Asava Kach Ani Asava. It's not at all the way you think it is. Ella, Esim Keresh Batsof Vesem Vadorim. I need 20 Kroshim in Dorim, 20 in Sof and Rishmoni Vemayev. Veloi Oid, Ella She'ered Vatsanse Shinosadech Amalama. I will be Mitsamse Mashchina into an Amal Amal. So, also, so he says, okay, I only need 20 by 20 in Shmoni Vemayev. Well, what's the point of having those crush? You know, as he's saying, I only need this, and I'll be mitzamtzem myself in toch amal amal. So basically, the point that he was making is as follows: when you ask a question such as, for instance, let's take an example. If I take a person who is a big and heavy person, I try to lift him up, I expect it to be difficult. And I say, wow, that's difficult. If I take a little guy, I expect it to be easier. And if I find it heavy, like sometimes you find it heavy, say, wow, he's such a little guy and he's so heavy. It's amazing. Okay. Let's say I find somebody who's got a tremendous amount of energy, very, very, very active and doing and full of life and so on, and he's a little fellow. So, yes, you know, in a literary style, you say, a little wisp of a man, and yet tons of energy. That type of language. It's a nice turn of phrase and description, but Bhadas understands that that's an absolutely foolish point to make. The size of the person doesn't determine the amount of energy, the amount of drive, the amount of intelligence he has. It's just not minamita. But there's an added nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists dafka in the hester of the world. In other words, that which is begolui, or by definition means it is not pnimius. It's not the teichin. It's not the real core of the metzias. Just by, almost by definition, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, wanted to be megala, which means to project, to the outsider, to the other. So the projection is always going to be of a diminishment of the tochen. Just like if I have a Talmud that I need to explain something much, the replay of explanation indicates less of an ability to be placed to pnim. Hopefully, when you explain well and a lot, a person hops sort of the sense of it. But the etzem, the mishlei chutz, the outside in yanim, are at the expense, in a sense, of the pnim. The person who catches it, who hops it, it's like we have to explain a joke. It helps to sensitize the person that the next time he has a chrifus, he hops in the sharpness of the words, the double edge of it, the content of it, the chop of it. But the word that you have to explain, the lengthy explanation of a joke is certainly not the joke, and the lengthy explanation is the less of a joke it is. The giluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by definition, are not the teichin, but rather the projection of thereof. So you have the phenomena in our world is that kedusha always lies. The shayrish of the kedusha is where it does not have a public presence. Let me give you a dogma of it. It says by Eliyahu, it says that, you know, when they were Megala, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megala himself, first came a Rash, and an Eish, and a Rash, and he says, not the Rash, not the Eish, and when it's finally, there's a cold Mamadaka, when there's an almost imperceptible, inaudible sound, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. In other words, when the volume, in the highness and shrillness of the volume, you can't have a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It is, by definition, not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is that which is inside. It's that which hasn't been displayed, but you need to deherit from the display inwards. The Nimshol is always that which has not been said. The muscle is the coating of it. The nimshol is always the teichin of that muscle. It always lies as the within of it, rather than what has been projected and displayed and so on. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, so Moshe Rabbeinu looked at the makom of Gilui Shechina. The main thing is to make a platform, which is Megala Shechina. So just like we build an impressive heichel to impress people with the guy, it is appropriate to build beautiful shul. Beit HaMikdash was meshuchlal and extremely, extremely, it projected with great elaborateness and nechbados that this is a makom v'Hashem. But that, in that, you don't have a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yeshev b'seiser elyoin. A Kadosh Baruch Hu sits b'seiser. And the Mefarshim in the Chazal over here, the Shtel Tzu, that a Kadosh, I mean, they bring another Medrash, the Medrash Tehillim. Yeshev b'seiser elyoin. Sheroya ve'enoi nira, u'betzeil shasa betzal yisun in shakai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the nira, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't reside in that which is the seen one, and the betzeil shakai yisloinan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the shadow of that which betzal made. Not in the gilui of that which he made, but in the shadow of that which he made. To which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, all I need is krushim. The krushim are the masterim of the pim. All I need is a walled off area, because the tefisas makam that I'm tefis is an amal ama. It's what I need in the walls are not to accommodate the shechinah, but to exclude the chutz. Wherever a person excludes the chutz, that's where he gets shechinah. So the Chazal over here described that the makom of shechinah lies in the herring, the tzeil, in the yoshev b'seiser, in the mechitza that excludes the outside. Wherever things are not seen, that's where you can have the sense of this is where Shechinah is at. So it's almost a paradox, but it's true that you have him where you're not. Where a person excludes any sensory perception, that's where there's a chance of a tefisa kaviyachol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the core of the Mishkan, the lefnai lefnim, wasn't because it was holy, that's why it was walled off, and we couldn't let people trespass or glimpse at it because it's too holy, might be mechalal. It's the other way around. The mechitza is that which creates the pnim shabbat. And that's what creates. That's what creates. That's where you can say that we have shechinah, and so on. Somebody asked something.
Just one question. Why, additionally, is it the same idea that the Kohen Gadol had to put? Like from the Keteres, the smoke when he went into the Kodesh Kodoshim.
It's exactly the same thing. It's because anything that would give us, anything that we could translate into a vision, L'mashal, by Matan Har Sinai, it was smoke and dark, and you needed to obliterate all of those in Yanim so that we can have a Kesh and a Kiv at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You need to be able to erase the muscle in order to have it. Shiloi re'isem kol temuna. Avodah Zarah starts where you associate HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the projection shiboy, and that's sheker by definition. Where you have a projection, that's not where you have it. That's the metzias. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. Yes. Yes, I'm listening.
What's
with Ze Keli Vavehu? Let me give you an appropriate muscle. There are certain particles, many, many particles, that are not visible. There are many bacteria that are not visible, really. And you need to put dye on it, or get a computer to virtually put dye on it, in order to perceive it. Now, a cute professor could tell his talmidim the following, his students the following. You see that blue dot over there? Well, that's the bacteria, but the blue is not the bacteria. The blue dot without the blue is the bacteria. That's a very, very exact statement, and it's emes lamito. It takes a few minutes to chop it, that yes, the blue enables me to locate it, but it's not it. Zekeli vanveyu means I need to make the setting tell me, you know, ein zekim beis elokim. There's a famous verse from the Ramban, and I think the Velt quotes it, that when you go into a shul that looks nice and fancy and so on and so forth, it's probably not such a frum shul. If you go into a place that's a real dump, so that's a good shul, because it says, like if the place is really, really a frightening mess, there must be a Kodesh Baruch. The Ramban says it, kol HaKodesh Mechaveyachor Mechaveyachor, you know, it's become sort of a veritable. But in reality, the Mishkan is meant to point and say, if this is what the house looks like, imagine what is the entity that's within the house. But whatever we see here is not the entity. The entity is the unseen. It's the makom where Adam is not, where it's not sholeit. I want to go a little bit further. It says the chol adam lo yeh. So the melu we understand that when avodas the hester and the tznius and the pnim and the lefnai lefnim is part of the avoda and so on. It you know, the avoda requires to be a very pnimistic type of avoda. I want to add another inch knage. It says the Pesach says it says the pasuk the chol adam lo yeh, that no Adam could be there. So Chazal say, not even a Malach. And it's interesting that Chazal asked the Medrash, it's a Yerushalmi, the Medrash asked on it, Amar Bavur, the Kohen Gadol loy Adam hoya? Well, what about the Kohen Gadol? Which is a kind of a strange question. El Avuda or Rav Safra, that when he had Ruach HaKodesh, his face would be burning like a torch. So it's kind of strange, first of all, so what? It doesn't quite get what the answer to that is. And secondly, well, even Malachim, I think Malachim were kind of burning fires and so on and so forth. If they couldn't come in, it says, then what is the Kohen help being a Malach and so on and so forth? So Reb Tzedek speaks about it in one of his things in Erev Yom Kippur. He speaks about he talks about it by Richus. I want to pull out a certain Nekuda over here. He says that Adam's, the Tzura of Adam lies in his pair. And that's why it says, so the pair is sort of a shliach of the Adam, of the Neshama. The pair is Tzura's Adam. He expresses, Adam is able to express with words. There's an Ibn Ezra on Hazinu where he speaks about Zirayim, Bisishbaritz. He says that people have the ability to use, the Priya of Adam has the ability to use physical things to express Ruchnistic things. That's the Tzuras Adam as a pen, so on and so forth. But he says the Kohen Gadol. So Reb Tzedek says the Kohen Gadol when he went to Kodesh Kodashim was completely mispashit from any gashmis and any goof. He was a pchinas neshama. V'loy hoya bechlal adam. He bechlal wasn't even an adam. And he says v'shom bekodesh kodashim loy hoya le shum dibo klal. Shatchilas Mispalohi Behechel. He says Adam in the Lefnai Lefnim did not even have there was no Avodah B'Peh. So it says when the Kohen Gadol came out, when the Kohen Gadol left, that's when the Kohen Gadol would begin talking. So it was even beyond tefillah. So in other words, Tzuras Adam of being able to express it in tefillah, any expression is something which is already a chutz. So let's give a mashal. A person can express many feelings. And we're required to express feelings. We're required to tell people how fond we are of them. And we're required to tell people what our issues are with them. And, you know, talking with people, if you don't say shalom somebody 3 days, it's a problem, and so on and so forth. But the really, really deeper thoughts and feelings of a person, the deeper the thought or feeling is, the less it's given to express with words. Something that's really, really a pneumistica, the most pneumistica senses that a person has, are not really given to expression. We can deduct from the general viburim what lies behind it. But by and large, it's the nature of these things that they're very pneumistic and very hidden. So there was no makom. Tefillah is a certain type of dibur already, and that's a normal mahalach. But the Kohen Gadol lefnei lefnim was at a darga that was beyond diburim. This connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was beyond it, and therefore he couldn't express it in dibur. I just want to get back a little bit to the morale that we're talking about. Tznius is one of the elements of tznius is a deher of where a person is at. In other words, a person who lives at the level of his diburim is his level of interface with real kedusha is limited. A good example of that would be, like it says in by Mishneh Chagiga, that a person is not allowed to teach certain things to three people, to two people, and then it says in Yonim of Maisa in Merkava, you don't even teach one person, you Maisa Rosh Prakim, and then he's Maven Me'atzmo. In other words, the reason for that is because the etzem is the limud that's not shayach to it's not shayach to diburim. Diburim at best can describe to you when I see the krushim, the esrim by ches, I know that within there is shchina. But Shechina is beyond the world of Diburim. And if the person doesn't have that darga of being able to deher that world beyond Diburim, he's not shayach to that world of Chachma. He's not shayach to that level of Kedusha. It's not his world. So it gives us another deher on Tznius in terms of a person's perspective on the world. There used to be an advertisement for the Pesachav in Israel when it first came out with Yellow Pages that I may be telling. Im atalo sham atalo kayam. If you're not there, you don't exist. A business that's not posted on the Yellow Pages doesn't exist. And that was the logo, and so on. You know, we have a person in whatever it is, whether it's a person that shows off wealth, whether it's a woman that shows off a body, it's because their sense of being is in the world of physicality and display. A little bit, or let's go to say, associated with it is Dipurim. When I need to talk about myself, describe myself, write about myself, and so on, that means because that's the level at which I exist. If nobody knows that I did X or Y or Z, then it really doesn't count. It's like the tree that fell in the forest with nobody listening. It's not there. The Chazon Ish would never use the pronoun I. You know, he always deflected it into this would create such a situation, this would cause hardship, this would that. It's a certain refinement of Pnimius not to exist at the level of Diburim. There were people who wrote just various tavos, not to write anything on them, not to say, not to write about them, and that's it. You know, sometimes, probably they're all big tzaddikim. But it means, for us, the idea that we would be forgotten at the world of Diburim is frightening, because we work hard. It's not that we need praise or grandizement or somebody coming in, but to exist, somebody should know what I done, what I accomplished, who I am, and so on. If we don't exist, then if people don't know us, if we don't exist at the level of words, we don't exist. Rav Hutna has a beautiful little piece. As a young man, this is before he got into his Zinyanim, in his written Ezek Savim, he says he had two friends. One told him, to be honest, Shlomo HaMelech, when he had all of his wealth, when he lost all of his wealth and he was wandering around Yerushalayim, as a destitute, what good did all his wisdom do for him? He said, I got to know this person, and I realized he's just a careerist. A second friend of mine told me, Shlomo HaMelech, walking as a destitute beggar in Yerushalayim, was he any smaller, was he anything less than the Shlomo HaMelech who was king of the world? Said, I got close to this person, I realized there's real depth to him. The ability to dehere the Metzias as the unspoken emes, that's the mile of Tzias. It's all around. For the person who the sense of the good that he is or has done is the Metzias and doesn't need to talk or display, he's a person that's be'etzim closer to Pnim and so on. So Avodas Yom Kippurim, you know, the tshuva element and so on is one part of it. The kapara element of it, the element of ritzui and kapara that comes in Avodas Hayom, comes from Lefnai Lefnim. It's a time when Adam could go into Lefnai Lefnim, and instead of cheapening it, he lifted himself up to it. Instead of coming out and, you know, writing like a bestseller, I was in Kodesh Kadoshim, and let me share some of my experiences with you and tell you what it's all about, he was speechless. He became a speechless person. That was the transition from being a chutz to a pnim. He became self part of the of him. That's what the person was. Even Tefillah had no makom anymore because Koach HaDibur had gone. So there's an element, and Tzinius is the way the Ra'al is describing it, and the way it obviously is, it's a sort of broad sweeping inyan. It's not only limited to specifics, but there's a common denominator that runs through everything that has a tag of tzniyas on it. It's painful because for us, if we're not noticed, a woman who's not noticed is pained. You know, I'm a wallflower. Nobody even sees me. And that's why the woman dressing provocatively is because she wants to be noticed. People's eyes turn to me. People look at me. People talk to me. People think I'm very, very wise because, you know, and in a certain sense, that's what she's doing. For us, when we do something that is noticed, ostentatious, you know, if I'm a very wealthy person, I would, you know, we would sort of enjoy it and take life at its fullest. But why do we need to tell everybody else what kind of fun things? Because the answer is, my trip to Hawaii is a small pleasure. My display of my trip to Hawaii is a great pleasure. I remember as a child, when traveling was really prohibitive, and somebody going to Texas Stroll was like a lifetime trip for quite a wealthy person. Any wealthy person who came back from his trip to Texas Stroll, it was absolute necessity that he make a party, invite everybody, show an endless amount of slides of me over here, and me over here, and me over here, and me over here, because it didn't really happen if it's not there, if he hasn't told anybody about it. It's an incredibly difficult piece because we are chitzonis, we're people with bodies, and the ability to move inwards and to divorce bits and pieces of our pneumias from the chutz is probably the most difficult transition from being a gashmi to being a ruchni. Taiva has a way of sort of subsiding with the years, but the sense of existence becomes more and more desperate because as a person feels himself going, I want the people, if people don't know the wonderful things I've done, then basically it was for naught. I mean, nobody would mouth it that way, but in a sense, we feel it that way. That's the darga of Yom Kippur. It's the high darga of Tzniyus, and that's why so much one is zochet so much from Tzniyus, and that's why in the days of Avoda, Yom Kippur stands has a very very strong makom of l'fly l'fnim. Any questions?
Could we just go back about the Avoda the Tzniyus, that the Kohen Gadol is on this Madriga that he's not an Adam.
Right.
Did we get to the point of saying that he's even beyond a Malach? The Malach does have a...
Well, the way, if I understand Rav Tzadik correctly, Malachim are the Diburim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. They are the Shluchim. They're already the second stage. They're the interface of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bria. It says that the Diburim are, you know, Oisei Dvarai. Nevuah, the Rambam says, Nevuah is always through the medium of a Malach. A Malach are the Diburim, says Rav Kadosh Baruch Hu. He was at a darga of being beyond Malach in that way. I, if I understand correctly, that's what Rav Tzadik is saying. Okay.
Thanks.
Gemara Sima Toiva, good Kibbutz Shiyot, everybody. And
Gemara Sima Toiva.
The second time would be, I guess, the first Thursday after Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. That would be the time. What's the island?
Yeah. Yep. No, excellent.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Hashem, the first Thursday in Cheshvan, Bez Hashem, will be back. All the best. Kol
Tov. Yeah.
Gemara Chizmat Tov. Kol Tov.
Eat.
How's it, Paul?
How you doing?
Good.